alumni from the 60s. Alumni from the 70s. Alumni from the 80s. Alumni from the 90s. And alumni who graduated during the past 7 years. There we go. Welcome, welcome all of you. Today is the Feast of the Ascension. It really is about two directions. Jesus goes up, and you and I go out. Jesus is lifted up and taken out of our sight. And before he leaves, he says, "You go out to all the nations and proclaim the good news." The job of disciples of the Lord, the job of those 11 disciples, and the job that you and I have is to go out and to be witnesses to all that we have heard and all that we have seen, and to go out everywhere. There is no place in which the Lord does not ask a disciple to go. To announce the good news and to teach. To teach others to observe all that he has taught us. That's the challenge. That's the challenge that's put before us. The current issue of Time magazine lists 100 people, the 100 most influential people in the world, according to Time. You and I might argue about that list, who's on it, who's not on it, but what we can't argue about is the reality that human beings make a difference. What you and I do, what you and I say, makes a difference. Touches others, transforms the world for good or for evil. But it does make a difference. Jesus recognizes that. And that's why Jesus says to those disciples, ordinary people, people like you and me, you go out. You proclaim the good news. You teach all that I have taught you. A few days ago, May the 1st, marked the 75th anniversary of the founding of the Catholic Worker Movement. A woman in New York by the name of Dorothy Day, ordinary woman, and a man who was an immigrant from France, Peter Morin. They came together and they took the gospel very seriously. They believed that when Jesus said, "You are to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, welcome the stranger, take care of the sick, stand by the prisoner," that when Jesus said that, he actually meant it. That this was not poetry, This was simple, ordinary language. They believed that. And so 75 years ago, they established the first House of Hospitality in New York City. And they began to welcome people into that house. Anyone. They began to feed them, to provide clothing, to provide shelter. And bit by bit, decade by decade, that movement spread throughout the country and spread around the world. So that today there are hundreds and thousands of Catholic worker houses. And there are millions of men and women who participate in that ministry. And there are tens of millions, perhaps hundreds of millions, of men and women throughout the earth who are the recipients of that ministry. Now, all of that started because of two very ordinary people, Dorothy Day and Peter Morin. They believed, though, that the word of the gospel was a word for them. And so they acted on it. But also they taught others to act on it. They recognized that this was not just for them, this was for all time. And so generation after generation, they invited men and women to join them in taking the gospel message seriously. People make a difference. What people do and say makes a difference. That's terribly ennobling for our understanding of who we are. But it's also terribly rewarding to recognize that that's the way God looks upon us. We are not castaways, we're not throwaways, we're not unimportant. We do make a difference. And he puts into our hands the challenge to be his voice, his hands, his feet, his ears, his eyes, his presence in our own world. Well, we take that very seriously here at St. Matthew's. We put the lion's share of who we are, our physical, financial, personal resource, into the education of young people, into the education of the next generation of disciples. We take that very seriously because we know that the challenge that is given to us is to witness, but also to teach. And so, through childcare and early childhood education, through religious education and sacramental preparation, through before and after school opportunities for education and growth, through day school, year after year, decade after decade, this community has invested in raising up another generation of disciples. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. St. Matthew's School is strong. We are small and strong. Already at this point, we have 20 students registered for the incoming kindergarten class for next year. We seek students And in no sense is the ability to pay to discourage any family or any student from an education. The alumni and the friends of St. Matthew's have set the goal of raising $150,000 before September 1. About $80,000 of that is already in hand, so that full scholarships, $3,000 scholarships, could be granted to 50 new students who have need. That's a powerful witness to the command to go forth and to teach. St. Matthew's sees itself as the Good Samaritan on the banks of the Mississippi River. And as that Good Samaritan's job was to reach out and to welcome and care for one's neighbor, so that's what this congregation embraces, reaching out and caring for one's neighbor. Alumni of St. Matthew's School can do two things to advance and to build that mission. Number one, you can encourage families to consider St. Matthew's School as a place for the education of their child, recognizing that money is never to be a stumbling block for that. You have contacts, you know people, you are able to encourage families to look to this school as an opportunity for their child. And secondly, to see St. Matthew's School as a high priority in your choice to give support and strength to education through your financial assistance, through your financial aid, through alumni and friends of St. Matthew's School, to build that resource that allows us for a next generation to provide opportunity. St. Matthew's School is a school of success. I would encourage you just to look to the current issue of the Good News, in which four students, graduates of 04, high school graduates of 08, are profiled. The story of these four students is a story of success. And these students are symptomatic. They are examples of the discipleship that St. Matthew's School seeks to hand on to young people, that they might go forth and take seriously the command that Jesus gives and to live their young adult lives as witnesses. I want to close by just calling to mind for you words spoken by Benedict 2 weeks ago when he was here in the United States and when he talked about education. He said, "My dear friends, the history of the United States includes many examples of the Catholic Church's commitment to education. The Catholic community here has, in fact, made education one of its highest priorities. And this undertaking did not happen without sacrifice. Towering figures like Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton and other founders and foundresses, with great tenacity and foresight, laid down the foundations of what is today a remarkable network of parochial schools, contributing to the spiritual well-being of the church and the spiritual well-being of American society. Some of those heroes and heroines, like St. Catherine Drexler, devoted their lives to educating those whom everyone else neglected. In her case, African American students and Native American students. Countless dedicated lay teachers, religious sisters and brothers, together with selfless parents, have through Catholic schools helped generations of immigrants to rise from poverty and to take their place in the mainstream of American society. Now, this sacrifice continues to happen today. It is an outstanding apostolate of hope. It seeks to address the material, the intellectual, and the spiritual needs of millions of children and students. It also provides a highly commendable opportunity for the entire Catholic community to contribute generously to the needs of these institutions. For their long-term sustainability must be assured. Everything that is possible must be done in cooperation with the wider civic community to ensure that these schools are accessible to people of all economic and social strata. No child may ever be denied his or her right to an education in faith, an education which also nurtures the very soul of this nation. So I ask you, renew your commitment to these schools, especially those located in poorer areas of the city, in places where there are so many hollow promises which lure young people away from the path of truth and from genuine freedom. Go out to all the world, proclaim the good news. Baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I have taught you. And remember, I am with you. I stand by your side today and every day, as long as the world shall last.